每一年我们都在过复活节，一次比一次，我们都比以往更加渴慕，要经历主复活的生命更丰盛，经历他复活的大能更永留在我们里面。
Today is Easter. It's also the day Jesus was resurrected. And every year we celebrate this. And with every year we continue to desire for, you know, this resurrecting power to be more known to us.
今年更是这样。
More so this year.
我们不仅渴慕，而且是迫切的需要。
We not only desire it, but we strongly desire it.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为我们这个就是好像我们常常这样在讲，好像是一种话术，不是，这是神为我们赢得的实在的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to think that this is just something we talk about often, so that these are just words we say. But this is real, this is true, this is a salvation that God gave to us.
拥有主复活的生命，经历他复活的大能，是主耶稣在十字架上为我们赢得的救恩。
We're able to experience the salvation, this new life. It's through Jesus Christ and His, He won it for us on the cross. He won for us this salvation.
是我们今生在活人之地可以预尝的天恩。
And this is something we can experience.Every day.
因为这样尝到天恩的人比较少数，所以就变成不正常。大多数的人就看为这样的人是不正常。
Because those who have experienced this heavenly grace are few. To the rest of this world, those who have experienced this, they may seem to be odd.
所以为什么我们一定要好好读这本圣经？
That's why we have to carefully read this Bible.
因为神给我们预备的福分都在这个圣经里边有告诉我们。
Because the blessings that God has given to us are written in this Bible.
这个在主之外的一些人是不信的世界。是大多数像洪流一样要影响我们。
And in the rest of this world, those who do not believe, there are many, these people may try to influence us.
我们不要忘了主耶稣降生的目的。
So we do not want to forget, why Jesus came down to earth.
他最后目的就是要以马内利。
His purpose was Emmanuel.
在耶稣降生的时候，天使这样讲。
When Jesus was born, the angel said this.
在旧约也有，神也几次这样说。我们看一下约翰，箴言第八章三十一节。
And also in the Old Testament, God also speaks of us. Let us read Proverbs chapter
八章三十一节最后一句话。
Chapter 8 verse 31。
他讲到说，他喜悦在住在世人之间。
It says that in the last part of that verse, it says that God delights in being with mankind.
摩西造会幕，有那个至圣所，神说他要在这里跟人相会。
And even when Moses was, putting together the tabernacle, it was because God desires and he longs to meet with his people.
那我们知道圣经跟我们讲耶稣呢上了十字架复活，他不是进入一个地上的一个宗教的人做的帐幕，他是进入天堂了。
And when Jesus, when he resurrected, we know that he didn't enter into some man-created tabernacle or temple. In fact, he went straight to heaven.
他回到天上去差派圣灵下来，就是要带我们也进入他所进入的那个救恩的里面。
And he went to heaven to send down the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can also bring us into the same salvation.
我们怎么知道耶稣复活得胜呢？
And so how do we know that Jesus resurrected and was victorious?
就像那个旧约的那个雅各，怎么知道他一直以为约瑟死了？他怎么知道约瑟当宰相了？他没有办法相信。
So just like in the Old Testament with Jacob, he thought Joseph was dead, and he didn't know Joseph was, such a leader in Egypt. He couldn't have believed that.
可是当他看到从埃及派来的那个那么豪华的车要迎接他去埃及的时候，他就相信了。
But when he saw that from Egypt they were sending him so many gifts and they were, giving, so much to him that he realized, this is true.
那我们怎么知道耶稣复活得胜呢？
So how do we know that Jesus resurrected?
胜过仇敌一切的鬼魔了。
And overcame the devil.
因为他回到天上去差派圣灵下来了。
And it's because he went.Back to heaven, and he sent down the Holy Spirit.
我怎么知道耶稣复活的生命全能是要给我们的？因为圣灵赐给我们了。
And so, how do we know that God has given us this resurrecting life into us? And it's because God gave us His Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵在我们的里面，我们实地经验到了。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us, so we have experienced it.
就像耶稣跟那个他的门徒吹一口气说：“你们受圣灵。”
Just like Jesus when he spoke to his disciples and breathed into them and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
那这样还不够，耶稣说你们要受圣灵的浸。
So even that wasn't enough, and Jesus told them that they would have to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
对，那我们呢？你们已经有圣灵了，我们可以有更完全的圣灵的浸，那我们就更容易信了，我们的信心就增长了。
So we already have the Holy Spirit, but we can also dive deeper into this baptism of the Holy Spirit so that our faith can grow.
有时候当我们在讲关于圣经的一些话，
and sometimes when we talk about the words in the Bible,
我们是根据神启示的真理在讲。
We speak of the truth that is revealed.
因为有很多人他摸不着边际，他说你在唱高调。
Because some people they feel that, the things that we're saying are just too lofty.
Yeah. 可是你如果好好的读圣经，你就会发现这个是神为我们预备的。
But if we carefully study the Bible, we will realize that this is what God has prepared for us.
我们看，我们以保罗为例。
Let's use Paul as an example.
我们都知道在保罗身上他经历的神奇妙的恩典，对不对？
We all know about the amazing grace that Paul experienced in his life.
他真的经历太奇妙的事，对不对？
What he experienced was truly amazing.
他有一次船难，好不容易神让他们上了一个岛，那结果在烤火的时候有很毒的蛇就咬到他。土人就说：“哇，这个天理不容这人活着。” 好不容易经过那个东西，好，现在他以为他一定死了。
So we know that on one of his, he was on a ship, and the ship, was shipwrecked onto this island. You know, they somehow were able to survive the storm. But even once they were on the island, Paul was bitten by a snake, and the people on the island there, they felt like, wow, the heavens don't even want this person to stay alive.
可是保罗呢？甩一甩，没事。
But Paul, he just, you know, flung the snake away, and he didn't have a problem.
不仅保罗这样，他自己经历这个，他也叫别人可以，人家把他当神一样，奇妙的事发生了。
Yeah, and so not just this, but other amazing things happened, and people thought he was God.
可是保罗他怎么说？他不是说，你看我特别属灵，好，他说是，我神，因为我忠心，所以神怜悯我。可是他最后他讲什么？我们来看提摩太前书。
But Paul said, you know, don't think it's because I'm more, you know, more special, more spiritual.Indeed, you know, yes, he has been faithful to God, and God has mercy and grace on him. But let's look in 1 Timothy and see what Paul says. In chapter 1,
16节
verse 16.
我们15节也一起读好了，这很宝贵的话，15、16节哈。
Let's actually also read verse 15.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。是十分可佩服的，在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
他十六节这句话的意思是什么？神的恩临到我身上，是要给后来信他的人说，神也可以这样待你。
So what he was saying in verse 16 is that it is by the grace and mercy of God so that those who would come to believe later on will be able to say, you know, see, God can do this.
因为生命的工是神做的。
Because, you know, this work of life is God's work.
我这个扫罗，神光照我，让我发现我像是个罪魁一样，是最坏的人。
Before he was Paul, he was Saul, and you know, it's God's light that allowed, you know, him to see that he was a sinner.
那神用他百般的忍耐，可以把我这一个最坏的人，就逐渐改变到如今这个样子。
And that it's through God's grace that he can actually shape, you know, this sinner, to become someone different.
我经历到了。所以我可以证明耶稣基督降世要拯救罪人这个话是真的很可佩服的。
And what Paul is saying is that I've experienced this, and that's why I can say, you know, Jesus Christ is so real. And this is something, in this verse, this is something that, you know, we can really start to feel, we can admire.
那保罗在腓立比书第三章那边怎么讲？
So let's also see what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3.
那是他的生命的见证，难道只是保罗一个人这样吗？神借着他写在圣经里，就是要告诉我们，这样的事可以发，也可以发生在你们身上。
But is this only just for Paul? The other thing is that, you know, what God is using us in the Bible is showing us is the same power that is able to work in Paul is the same power that can work in us.
我们从第七节读到十二节，好不好？
Let us read
verse 7 to verse 12.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ,and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so, somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all of this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
所以保罗讲这个就是他在今生他可以经验神给他启示，神对他有所呼召，他就被神吸引，就竭力追求，他可以进入。
And so for Paul, you know, he was able to experience this through, the grace of God. He was given the revelation by God, and he pursued it. And that's why he was able to enter into the reality of God's salvation.
所以我们真的要有信心，要相信主可以做。
So we really need to have this real faith, a true faith, and to believe that God can do this work.
但是，在这边也有一个很大的提醒。保罗他能够这样经验，是因为他这边讲有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
An important reminder we need to focus on here is what Paul says is that he was able to do this is because he had faith, he relied on through faith in the righteousness of Christ, not his own righteousness.
保罗在哥罗西书第二章第六节，我们讲了不止一次哈，他讲得很清楚，这个是最重、最 ABC 的、最基本的。第六节、第七节，他讲我们的生命怎么能够成长。
And so even in Colossians, Paul continues to talk about how we can grow up spiritually.
第六节第七节
in chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened by the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
所以应当遵神的旨意而行。
So we need to continue to live in Christ and follow His will.
如果我们没有像保罗这样子，在凡事上要遵神旨意而行，那我们不要期待发生在他身上的事也可以发生在我们身上。
So, you know, we shouldn't think that we'll be able to experience what Paul experienced if we don't also live in the way when of, you know, in every aspect of our lives, you know, following in according to God's will.
神借着这本圣经，在我们生活的各个层面上，神有教导，有提醒。
And this Bible that God gave us, He's given us teachings and reminders, in all aspects of our lives.
我们走在其上，就会被保守，会蒙祝福。
And if we follow according to it, then we will have God's protection.
我们的生命就会继续的一直增长。
Also be able to continue to grow.
所以这边让我们知道说，我们经历主复活的大能是可能的。
So here what it's telling us is we can truly experience the resurrecting power of Christ.
不要以为说啊，我是 small potato， 这种东西是给那些特别有属灵天分的人。这个不是从主来的观念。
So don't think that this is, you know, experiencing God's salvation and His power is just something for those who are really spiritual. That's not from God.
我最近对一件事比较有兴趣哈，是在我的里面，台湾的政治环境，就是有一件事，就是台湾的政治生态是需要被改变。
So recently, there's been something on my heart, which is the political atmosphere in Taiwan. And I know that that's something that needs to be changed.
那我们就我们这样看，我们觉得有一个人，那一个人就是很单纯的，按着他所知的，好像可以改变台湾的整个政治环境。
Now there's someone in Taiwan who we've observed, who is somebody who is, you know.A rather pure in heart who has the potential to be able to make changes in the political realm in Taiwan.
那我们渴望台湾能够荣耀神的名，所以希望这一种单纯向着诚实正直的这种风气，可以在台湾能够被带动起来。
And we strongly, you know, desire and pray that. The culture in Taiwan, the political culture, can change to be more filled with people who have a pure and honest heart.
可是另外呢，有一个另外有一个情形是有一些比较是精英，就是那种好像是走政治路线，非常有势力的，好像要跟这个东西来相抗。
But at the same time, there are people who are already established, in the political world who have.You know, they've made their career there. They have the power. It almost feels like there is this battle.
那我们里边的期待说，神啊，你要得胜，按着你的法则去行的，你要使他们，就是使他们怎么讲 ，prosper， 使他们发旺，哈，不要被人的这种看法啊手段。把它压制下去，希望台湾真实的被改变。
But our hope is that to God, for God to come in and fulfill His words and His promises to support those who have a heart that wants to, you know, change things for the better in Taiwan.
那属灵的情况一样，只要我们真的是很单纯，回转像小孩子的样式。那么单纯，那么这样子，无畏的来信靠顺服神，那神就有办法做工，而不是有很多的那种神学的或者很多的一些东西的教条，认为啊你这样不行，哈、啊，应该要受什么神学教育，应该要受什么什么装备，应该要怎么样。才有办法达到，你们了解我的意思吗？
So similarly in our spiritual lives, it's the same thing. If we come to God with a pure and honest heart, to go back to the heart of a child, and to just simply trust and obey in God, then God will be able to bring down, His work and His power into our lives. And I don't want you to think that, you know, this is just something for you know, for people who have to go to, you know, seminary school or to be, you know, really knowledgeable about theology to have.
耶稣自己不是这样讲吗？你们若不回转像小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。
Didn't Jesus also say this, that unless become like little children, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven?
他不是这样说吗？唯独遵行神旨意的才能进天国。
And did he not say that only those who do the will of God will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven?
是耶稣讲的，就是你的生命是不是那么样纯粹的在信靠顺服神？
So what Jesus is saying is that is your heart, you know, so pure and so simple and trusting in God?
神有时候给人一些恩赐，神的恩赐跟选召不后悔。
And sometimes God gives, you know, certain people, you know, a special grace, and they have some gifts.
所以有一些人呢，有了神的恩赐，也为神做工，可是呢？他却没有在生命的事上继续纯粹的信靠顺服神，他还是可以继续用恩赐。可是耶稣说，这种人，作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And even some of these people who have those, you know, spiritual gifts, maybe, if they don't continue to develop their relationship with God, yes, they can continue to use those gifts. But at the very end, even Jesus said, you know, to those people.To go away from me, you evil doers.
所以我们看到在圣经启示我们的这从一开始过程中一直到最后，我们都是要那么单纯的来信靠顺服神，神就可以一直做工在我们里面，然后可以让我们丰丰富富进入神的国。
So it's very clear in the Bible what God is telling us is that if we have a pure and simple heart and we learn to trust and obey Him, God can.Fill us with his life.
那一些真正爱主、认识神的人，他们都可以这样做见证。
And those who all have truly, you know, love God, they can have these kind of testimonies.
不论是外国的、中国的、古时候的、现在的，他们所讲的真理就是一样的。
And whether it's the people who are.You know, here in the U.S., here in Asia, elsewhere in the world, or even present day, or even in the past, they are all able to speak of the same truth.
那个A.B. Simpson 就是宣信博士，就是比较近代的，他讲过这样的话哈。
A.B. Simpson was able to say.
他说。他们中文把它翻译这样说：何难与基督同死？因为复活我已认识。他的意思是说，跟基督同死有什么难呢？因为我已经认识他的复活。
So basically, what he said one time is that because I have, you know, I've understood and experienced God's resurrection. It's no longer hard for me to also die with Christ.
他说何难与耶稣同苦，因为神旨我愿意降服。
It's no longer difficult for me to also experience that same suffering, because I have, you know, surrendered
to God's will. 那真的。我们这个诗歌三百，那个一直与耶稣同主十架也是说我欢乐的跟耶稣同行走十架路，因为我已经经历到复活。
Just like the hymns we sing, you know, the words that say, we joyfully walk in the ways of the cross because we know of Jesus' resurrection.
所以我们渴望。我们真的，因为我们已经浅尝了，知道我们如果继续这样跟，会越尝越丰富哈。所以呢，我们实在渴望更加的卑微，让他更兴旺，让耶稣显为大，让耶稣在我们生命中显为大。好，碰到什么样的事情，如果耶稣有一个意见，我有一个意见，让耶稣显为大。我就放下我的，我就接受耶稣的，这样子的来跟随耶稣。
So we want to be able to continue to have this longing and this desire for God, because we've already had a little bit, we were able to taste a little bit, and we want to be able to experience more. And so, you know, we just want to be able to, you know, make God greater than ourselves, so that we can experience God's greatness. And in life, when we have, you know, choices that we have to make, or maybe we have some notion of what we want to do, if God's is greater than ours, we need to choose God's way. And if we live life with that kind of attitude, God can really help us experience His greatness.
这个才是 fair-minded， 对不对？这个才是公平待神，他是神嘛，对不对？
And this exemplifies being fair-minded because, you know, it's only right because He is God.
所以我们渴望我们里面的属灵的生命，我们属灵的生命决定我们的一生。我们里面的属灵属于己的成分越来越减少，耶稣越来越增加。
And since our spiritual lives determines our eternity and our future life, then we need to allow ourselves to become less and for Jesus to become greater and more.
感谢主。那所以为什么颂赞诗选216首越来越是我们生命的歌，记不记得？来深深高摩，就是圣灵啊，你来，来到我的里面，管制并运行，一直牵引着我来跟随你往前行，到最后，直到主的同在充满我的全人。
Just like the hymn we sing, you know, for God to come and anoint us, we want God to continue to lead us forward. More and more so that our lives become more full of Him.
Yeah. 那谈到主复活的故事我们都很熟哈。我今天只点一个点哈。
When we talk about our Lord's resurrection, we are very familiar with the story. But I'll just point out something important.
我们看一下马可福音16章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
9到11节。讲到一个姐妹，摩大拉的玛利亚，我们一起读好吗？在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人。那时他们正哀痛哭泣，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping.When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it.
我们再看约翰福音20章，继续讲这个抹大拉的玛利亚哈。
Let's continue in John chapter 20, and see what the Bible says about Mary Magdalene.
耶稣最先向她显现，我们看20章第一节到第十节。
From verse 1 to 10.
七日的第一日清早。天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了， 进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去看见，就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
那个门徒就是约翰，哈，所以抹大拉就是跟约翰跟彼得这两个人讲，他们两个就跑去看，哈。
So from here we see that, you know, Mary Magdalene came and she told Peter and John, so all of them ran to the tomb.
十一节到十五节，我们也来读哈。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。”说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”
So from verse 11 to verse 15, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there where Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him."
这个抹大拉的玛利亚，曾经生命中七个鬼被赶出去，她很由衷的感激耶稣。
So this Mary Magdalene, you know, at one point in her life, Jesus casted out seven demons from her, and so she had such a deep, gratitude towards Jesus.
如果我们的生命曾经这样被耶稣调理过，得了健康，我们会不会感激他？
We ourselves, you know, if God has done something great in our lives to heal us, you know, will we also have this gratitude?
她非常爱耶稣。
We can see that she really loved Jesus.
她很在乎她的主耶稣。
And she cared about, you know, where Jesus was.
但耶稣两个那么重点的门徒，看了看就跑回家了。
Two of the, you could say,
Important disciples,
Peter and John, you know, they went there too and they saw it and they left.
可是这个玛利亚，她在那边哭，我的主不见了。
But this Mary, you know, she stayed there to cry, you know, about the fact that her Lord was no longer there.
有那两个奇妙的天使，如果我们一般人说啊，我看见天使了，就重点在这里，他都没有想到这个，他想我的主呢？我的主在哪里？
She even saw these two angels, and some people might just be like, oh wow, I saw two angels, and you know, their focus would be shifted, but that wasn't even her focus.
他说，妇人，你为什么哭？我的主被挪走了。
And so the angels, they asked her, you know, woman, you know, why are you crying? And she responded by saying that, you know, someone took away the Lord.
那耶稣问他说，妇人，你为什么哭？好。
Jesus also asked,
你找谁呢？
Jesus asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?
玛利亚说，先生，如果是你把他挪走了，请告诉我，我就去把他取来。
And Mary said, you know, sir, if you've taken him away, tell me where you've put him and I'll get him.
因为时间的关系，我就 不说我自己的话，我引用尼托森讲的话，他对这一段话他讲什么？
So due to time, I will just, you know, say something that,
What I think.
Watchman
Nee
wrote about this.
他说，爱是不知道难的，爱是不知道困难的哈。世界上最稀奇的就是，什么地方有爱，什么地方就不觉得有难。
So what Watchman Nee said is that love does not know about difficulty, and that in this world something amazing is that where there is love, there seems to not be a sense of difficulty.
你有没有听过一个故事，说有一个妈妈，因为她孩子被老鹰叼到那个高山上去，这个妈妈呢，就拼死拼活的要去到那个地方把孩子取过来。
So you know, there's like this story where you know this.The story: this bird carried away this child up to the mountains, and this mother, she, you know, made her way up to this mountain to rescue her child.
就是因为爱，她不知道什么叫困难。
It's because of love, you know, and so there wasn't this idea of difficulty.
那尼托森说，抹大拉在的玛利亚在这里地方，就是她什么都不管，她只要知道能把它放在哪里。他就要去把它取回来。
And here, you know, same thing for Mary. You know, she didn't care about anything else. She just wanted to be able to know where they put Jesus so that she could go retrieve his body.
这是玛利亚的心。
And that's her heart.
尼托森说，这里给我们一个启示。
And so Watchman Nee said, you know, this gives us all a revelation.
我们有没有像玛利亚这么饥渴的要耶稣？要寻得耶稣。
Are we like Mary? Do we have this thirst in our hearts, this desire and longing for Jesus?
他说：“求神给我们一个心愿，让我们愿意专心的要他，爱他。”
And so he also said, you know, we pray to God that He can give us a new heart, to be focused on loving Him.
有人说吴老牧师。为什么是神那么宝贵的一个器皿？他每一次的服事都可以 create 那种对耶稣的渴慕在人的心里。
So that's why some people said, Pastor
Wolfogel, Hans Wolfogel, 就是吴汉斯牧师，小吴牧师的爸爸的叔叔。
Okay. Well, this pastor,
叔公。
People said that you know he was a great minister because every time he came to minister to the church, he would you know lead people to have that longing in their hearts for God.
因为他自己是一个渴慕耶稣的人。
And it was because he himself was a person who strongly longed for God.
所以他所传达出来的生命的信息，就是叫人来渴慕耶稣。
And so the words that came out of his own life.Were ones that led people to also want to desire and long for God.
生命影响生命，对不对？
So you know, it's our our lives are able to influence other people's lives.
那我们以前曾经讲过说，现在社会很乱，主耶稣快来了。我们从耶稣来到我们现在这个期间，是我们可以预备自己的时候。
那 many times in the past we've talked about how the world is already becoming very chaotic and that Jesus will return soon. So between that time when Jesus comes back and where we are here today.We have a lot of time for ourselves to prepare.
那，我以前跟你们讲过那个戴志新姐妹说，哦，当耶稣来的时候，当666这个东西打在人的身上的时候，我们这些不愿意受印记的人怎么办？我们一定要，在这个之前，我们就好像已经跟神 build up 一个关系，可以听得到耶稣在。大小事上对我们的指点。
So there was a sister who mentioned, you know, in that day when, you know, the Antichrist is here and they want to force people to take the mark of the beast, the number of the beast, 666, you know, those of us who believe in God, who refuse to take this mark, you know, what will we have to do? So that's why, you know, and today we need to develop that.You know, personal relationship with God, so that in those moments we'll be able to hear what God wants us to do in the little things and the big things.
所以神要我们听的，我们听得到；神要我们看的，我们看得到。
So that we can hear what God wants us to hear and see what God wants us to see.
你看以前以色列民，神跟以赛亚说，他们看却看不见，听却听不明白。因为他们心蒙了脂油。
You can see that in Isaiah, God told him that, you know, that the Israelites, their hearts have been, you know, blinded, that they've been hardened because so that they could not see what God wanted them to show them, and they were unable to hear what God was saying.
所以他们都不讨神喜悦。
So that's why they, you know,they did not live in a way that pleased God.
可是耶稣在登山宝训说，你若清心，你就必得见神。
But when Jesus was on the mountain and he was preaching, he said that if you're pure in heart, you will see God.
如果我们愿意遵行神的旨意，神就会让我们知道什么是神的旨意。
And if we have a heart that is willing to follow God's will, then God will show us his will.
所以我们要在这段时间求神让我们回归单纯。
So in this time we need to pray to God, and to desire to return to Him with a pure.
能够看到神要我们看到的，能够听到神要我们听到的。
So that we can see what God wants to show us and to hear what God wants us to hear.
所以我们就一直走在这个被保守在生命的道上，一直的往前走。
So that we can be protected as we continue to move forward in this life.
所以我们跟耶稣求，主啊，把渴慕的心给我，让我像保罗一样竭力的起来寻求认识你，借着遵你的旨意而行，让我对你的信心越来越增长，对你的信靠顺服越来越蒙你悦纳。
So we should all plead to God and pray to God that we can have that same heart that Paul had to just long and desire and continue to pursue. Following God and following His will, and trusting Him completely, so that you know we can have more of God in our lives.
好，我已经四十了，超过十分钟。我想再五分钟到七分钟，我希望就结束哈。那个主耶稣在十字架上的替死。打破的仇敌的头，这个我们都知道。
Now we know that when Jesus died on the cross, that he smashed the head of the serpent.
那我们接受耶稣基督的替我们死。
When we receive this, what Jesus did, dying on our behalf.
我们的灵魂体，那个恶者辖控我们的灵魂体的那个恶者，他也才能够被挫败。
God's able to like sever the power of the enemy of the devil from our lives.
所以我们的灵魂体就可以得脱死亡的权势，跟主同复活。
That's why our spirit, soul, and body is able to be set free from the chains of death.
如果我们没有实在的从我们心底接受耶稣替我死，我就不可能经历到他复活的生命在我里面。
If we have not sincerely accepted what Jesus did on the cross, that he died for us, died on our behalf, then we cannot experience this resurrecting power.
我们里面有一个败坏的瑕疵，我们的老自己。
And in our hearts, we have this corrupt old self.
圣经也讲说，耶稣呢，借着十字架，他使罪身灭绝。
And we know in the Bible says that Jesus through the cross, he defeated death and sin.
他说，如果我们也跟耶稣同死，主愿你的十架大能也来致死我这个罪身，那我就可以得荣耀的自由。
And so if we're willing to die with Christ on this cross, then that same power of the cross will be able to set us free.
所以没有，如果没有十字架成长的痛苦，就没有属天的荣耀的自由。
And so if we do not go through the growing pains of, you know, carrying our cross, then we will not also will not be able to experience that freedom that comes with it.
这是非常真实的。
And this is true.
所以为什么保罗他会说，自战自清的苦楚，为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
That's why Paul is able to say that, you know, nothing is compared to this glory of the cross. You know, all the pains and suffering in this life is incomparable.
好，我今天呢，我今年复活节呢，我转送大家一个礼物。
So, you know, this, this Easter, this Resurrection Day,
我不需要花钱就送你们一个礼物。
I want to, you know, give you guys a gift, one that does not cost anything.
就是一个从天上来的启示。
It's a revelation that comes from heaven.
是别人转传给我的。
It is something that others have.
他们鼓励我看了以后也转传给别人。
They encourage me that after I've seen this to also share to others.
我今天早上已经把它转传到我们 GGC 群组的那个 LINE 上，你可以去看。
And I've already shared this to our group message on the line.
他讲到有一个人讲到一个叫 Lamini.
So someone brought up this word called
Lamini.
L-A-M-I-N-I-N. The word is called Laminin.
它中文翻译成做的连结细胞的分子。
And this basically means.
The translation.
The translation means.
是连接细胞的个分子。
It's a molecule that connects other cells.
他说他那个结构从那个看出来，他那个结构的形状是十字架。
And if we look carefully at the molecular structure of this laminin, it turns out that it looks a lot like a cross.
所以那个讲员还有传这个给我们的，他说好像在说我们的细胞组织结构有十字架的记号。
And so this what the speaker was saying is like it's almost as if it's saying that even within us, what is connecting us together has, you know, the mark of the cross.
以前我们知道，若知道十字架的奥秘，我们就可以知道人间最伟大的一个奥秘。
You know, and you know, if you know, we understand the mystery of the cross, then we understand the greatest mystery of all of our humanity.
那今天我们更具体的知道说，如果我们对准主量给我们的十字架。
And today we more understand that, you know, if we know this, the cross that we ought to carry
或者我们可以这样说，如果我们接受主量给我们的十字架，如果我们背起主量给我们的十字架，而且愿意在其上跟主同死。
If we're able to carry the cross that God has given to us for our own lives, and we also have the heart that is willing to die with Christ,
我们就可以从主支取到他从死里复活的能力。
Then we will be able to receive from God His resurrecting life and power.
让主的医治恢复我们里面所有的细胞。
And let His healing heal all of us within.
我相信。
And I believe.
因为这个就像是跟罗马书第六章，我们看一下罗马书第六章第五节跟第八节所说的。
And this is just like what it's written in Romans chapter 6, verse 5 and 8.
第五节。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
So verse 5, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. And verse 8, now if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
就信必与他同活，这个信不只是一个感觉而已，这就是一个真道，就是一个一定会发生的真理。
And this faith in believing that if we believe in him, we will also have this life. It's not a feeling, it's a reality, it's a truth that we proclaim.
所以十字架永是我的荣耀。
And that's why we sing that, you know, the cross, you know, the cross is forever.
我们彼此勉励好不好？信愿耶稣为我们成全的，让我们可以经历到他的复活。
So I encourage all of us that we can continue to go along this path to experience God's resurrecting power in our lives.
我们基督徒如果没有经历到主的复活，如果没有领受到主复活的福分，那我们不是比世界上所有的人都更可怜了吗？我们花这么多时间来聚会，我们还奉献金钱给教会，对不对？那我们干嘛？我们就是要领受到基督的复活，存到永远的生命。
And for us as Christians, you know, if we haven't experienced this resurrecting power of Christ, then you know, aren't we in some ways more sad than those who do not already believe? Because after all, we spend all this time in fellowship, meeting together, tithing. But, you know, we need to be able to experience this, this resurrecting power in our lives.
这个也是我余生所要的。我说主啊，帮助我像保罗这样，丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着你。只有这个是我们的活着的目的。
So I also pray in my own life I can be like Paul, being able to say to forsake everything, to let it all go, but to just completely pursue God.
Okay, 我今天就讲到这里。我们来唱那个十字架，一直走十字架道路，好不好？我们唱给耶稣听。